No, you remember we were talking to Claire Healy last week about her frustration at going through the process of trying to assess, trying to get a local authority loan and being ruled out because of a carer's payment that the bank, on the other hand, said pushed her over the limit, whereas the carer's payment pushed her over the limit in terms of being able to get a loan, and the local authority, it pushed her over the limit in having too much money. So there was a paradoxical situation there, very frustrated about it. Tommy Griffin works with Fine Gael, of course, in Kerry. Former councillor is talking to us this morning about the process as well in terms of the people that he has helped. Tommy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Now, you said the local authority loan scheme, it's not fit for purpose.
Yeah, currently, Gerry, local authority loan, it's a government-backed mortgage scheme for people with low incomes. Look, it's effectively the lender of last resort. You know, for a person, you have to get two refusals from the banks to be eligible for a local authority loan. But at the moment, it seems that the local authority's credit committee are, you know, they're stringently, they're applying a very high bar in relation to people, to get people to qualify for loans. So effectively, a renter that's applying for a loan, if there's any problem, if they have any, we'll say, blip in their credit history in the past, they just won't qualify. It's just, I suppose, in the 70s and 80s and 90s, there was hundreds of houses in Kerry built through this local authority loan scheme, and there has to be some sort of discretion by the local authority. We raised this with the Minister for Housing, Darragh O'Brien. He came back and he said that the final decision on loan approval is a matter for each local authority and its credit committee on a case-by-case basis. But effectively, Gerry, I think that we'll say the credit committee, the Kerry County Council credit committee senior officials, they're afraid to apply the discretion in some cases, and they're erring on the side of too much caution. Like, you have a situation in credit unions where there is discretion applied to lending there, and I think the same discretion needs to be looked at in the local authority, like it was in the past, Gerry. That's how a lot of houses were built in Kerry in the 70s, 80s. And 90s.
Yeah, like, you feel at the moment, the way it's being processed, people need to have bulletproof credit, that's very hard to come by, particularly for people who've been refused twice by a bank to qualify.
This is the thing. We have a situation now where the Kerry County Council have a credit policy that's stricter than the banks that refused you already. You know, so applicants that have been refused, we'll say, by two mainstream banks, then government loan scheme, which is a loan scheme, is their last resort. Yeah. And when they go, then they get a stricter criteria applied.
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
The only thing I can see that's the difference, the difference at the moment I can see, Gerry, is that instead of a 20% deposit, a 10% deposit is accepted by the local authority. But everything else seems to be the same. And if anything, it's much stricter. It's even more stringent by the local authority. So I suppose there seems to be a conflict between the minister's reply. He's saying the local authority have the discretion on a case-by-case basis, but the local authority then are saying that they're bound by the policy. They have to use the credit policy that underpins the scheme. So one is blaming the other, and the person that's applying is getting caught in the middle.
Yeah.
And just on Claire Healy's case there last week, I had huge sympathy for Claire, because just in relation to the carer's allowance payment, like, the carer's allowance payment is disregarded if you're applying for social housing. It's disregarded if you're applying for SUSE. It's disregarded by the HSC. So why in the name of God is it being
included
for the Rebuilding Ireland Home? Yeah, it's included. It's disregarded by every other scheme, and then it's been used here to put Claire over the limit, you know. So it's extremely frustrating. And like, when you are going to the lender of last resort, you like, it's your last hope of ever owning a home yourself, or of building a house or owning a home. And like, the process needs to be more streamlined. It needs to be more user friendly. Like I said, there has to be some sort of discretion, and that needs to be approved. Then it needs to be between the Department of enough housing, and the local authorities, they both need to know where they can push the boundaries on
it. They do. And Tommy, there's also an issue with joint tenants accessing loans at the scheme. What's that problem?
That's a huge problem for we'll say a social housing tenant that they want to purchase their home. If you have a joint tenants, we'll just take for example, if you have a son or daughter living with their parents, and they want to purchase their local authority loan or local authority house, I should say, social house. There's a situation now where there's an anomaly where you cannot purchase it, because if your parents are over a certain age, if your parents are 70 or more, you will not be able to purchase. You will not be able to get a loan to purchase that house, because what happens here is all applicants have to be listed on the application. So if three applicants apply, and if one of them are 60 or more, or even 70 or more, they're automatically disqualified. So like, you have a situation there where you have a young person living with their parents, working full time, in a position to purchase the house, and they cannot secure a loan from the local authority. They also cannot secure a mortgage from the mainstream banks because of the same reason, because of being a joint tenant. So the three tenants have to apply for the local for the loan to purchase the house, and then you have a situation where the age comes against it. I think that, frankly, is discrimination. I'll be quite honest with you, Jerry. It's just because of their housing composition, they're being discriminated against.
Tommy, there's
a number of issues with the loan scheme.
There is. I know there is, and it clearly needs to be changed. And the minister is saying, look, well, it's down to the local authority, and the local authority, you feel, are being too stringent in their applications. Your party's in power for 11 years. Is this another example of a policy that's been put in place that isn't working through bureaucracy or whatever reason that your party is failing to change and to free things up along these lines?
Well, Deputy Griffin actually raised this in the Dáil last Tuesday in his speech to the Dáil. But it's all, look, I suppose there's also an acceptance by the local authority, I suppose, that they're not willing to challenge the department on this. Like, well, look, I suppose certainly I agree that there's problems, but that's the role, we'll say, our party, our Deputy Griffin, has to raise the problem. Problems with schemes and try get them fixed. But we need, like we said, the local authority have applications coming in. We have one in three being or two out of every three being disallowed. So the local authority must take a look at the scheme themselves and say, do you know, this is not working for the people that are applying. Do you know, this is not working like it used to work.
Do they need to be told by politicians what to do in terms of this? Should they be able to say themselves, actually, hold on a second, something's gone wrong here with this scheme. Far too many people are being rejected. If it was 50-50, you'd say something. Sure, keep controls. Don't give away loans to people who will end up being bad debts. That's important as well, but that it's erred too much on this side of caution or too much the other way at the moment. And it's actually not working. So why keep going through the process?
Exactly. And you know, there's a lot of working in getting an application in for an applicant. It's very frustrating. It's like, there's a lot, and they're under a lot of pressure. Most of these people are renting or they're in precarious housing situations. So, like, to go through the whole process and then to get rejected over something that shouldn't happen. Do you know what I mean? They have an ability to pay. They're showing that most of these applicants, like, even just referring back to Claire Healy's case there, she has a clear ability to repay. That family has demonstrated a clear ability to repay the loan. But, like, this is where it needs to improve. And if something is not working, it's like every scheme, a review after 12 months, it needs to be taken by the people that are administrating the scheme and try fix the things that are wrong and try improve it in any way possible, Jerry. So it's very important. And especially in the current housing situation we're in, we need to give people every chance to own their own home and to make it easier. And like I said, the local authority always provided a great service to applicants. And there's a very hard-working loans team inside there. They're frustrated by the policy too. But like, look, from our perspective, from Deputy Griffin, will continue to try to get improvements made and changes made to the scheme so it will be user-friendly and it will support the people that want to get on
the housing ladder. Are you conscious of the fact that interest rates are going up, perhaps? perhaps maybe even up by 1.5% more before the end of the year in two separate, you know, prospective rate increases. That's going to make things even more difficult for people to get their own homes.
Absolutely. At the moment, the housing for all interest rate is 2.8, which is pretty affordable. But like, again, the loan increases definitely are going to have a big impact on people's ability to get on the property ladder. It's a worrying time, to be quite honest. I know that, I read an article yesterday where banks are stress testing now up to 7%, you know, so it's going to put an awful lot of people, more people out of the, they won't be able to secure a loan from a bank. So it's more important than ever we have a functioning local authority loan system and provide finance to people that want to get on the housing ladder and want to build their own homes.
Yeah, and that is the issue. Okay, listen, we're going to leave it there. Tommy, thanks for talking to us on the program this morning. That's Tommy Griffin with us on the line.